praise the Lord. Let us pray, put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for how you kept us. Lord, for how you blessed us. We call upon you right now, Lord, asking you for mercy. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you'll forgive our sins, that you'll blot out our transgressions. Oh, Lord, we ask for your presence, oh, God, to be upon us right now as we minister over the radio waves. We ask you, Lord God, to reach out to each and every listener. Bless abundantly in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Move by your power, Lord. Encourage those who are discouraged. Lord God, lift up those who are cast down. Lord, work miracles in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. Have your eternal way. Not our will, God. We surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to help us. Lord, take control right now. We ask you to save the unsaved. Deliver those who are bound. Lord, bless right now. Let it be done according to your holy will. We believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Just thank God for once again blessing us to be on this radio broadcast. First of all, giving honor to the Lord, who is the head of my life, giving honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for each one of you for listening, for tuning in. Would like to extend a very warm welcome to each and every one. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all the people of God and for what the Lord is doing. And once again, joining me on this evening is Evangelist Maybell Edmond, licensed field evangelist from our headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey. And also our beloved Sister Cheryl Edmond is joining us on the broadcast this evening. She will be reading the opening scripture and giving a testimony and song. Praise the Lord at this time. We're going to turn it over to Sister Cheryl for our opening scripture.
Saving health on all patients. Let's that our own friends. Let's the digestion of Christ discovered. Let's be praised that all of the people praise you. Then shall the earth fill her in and even our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear us. We thank God for the reading of this 67th number Psalm. We thank God for the rest of the word. And I want to thank God for this opportunity to give a small testimony how one day that God came into my life. I had went to church one Sunday for Founders Day, And his message was about last call. And as he began to preach, I began to listen to the word. And the word began to touch my heart and break up my heart. And he began to have altar call, and I began to go up. And I began to put my mind on Jesus and began to call on the Lord from the sincere of my heart. And the Lord began to come in and touch me. And the more I called on him, the better I felt. And I began to go after the Lord. The more I went after him, the better I began to feel. And it didn't take the Lord all night. It didn't take me 3-4 hours. But he came in, and he converted me, he sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for that, because he could have chose me. He could have chose anybody else but me. But he chose me. I thank God for that. And even through my trials and tribulations, I'm yet holding on, and I'm continuing to follow Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm going to sing you a brief little song. I want to go to heaven when I die. I want to meet my Savior and I sleep by and by. I want to join the angels. I want to join them singing. That's when my Savior will welcome me home. I want him to lead me unto that promised land. I want him to lead me. With him I'll always stand. I have trials and tribulations. I have them on every hand. I want him to lead me unto that promised land. I want him to lead me unto that promised land. I want him to lead me. With him I'll always stand. I have trials and tribulations. I have them on every hand. I want him to lead me to that promised land.
Yes, thank you, Deacon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful song.
Amen.
I want to go to heaven. That's where I want to go.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I pray so hard, because I don't want to be lost. And I thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Sister Cheryl. And this is Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds speaking to you on tonight.
Yes.
I'm rejoicing in the Lord for what he has already done and
great.
How the Lord is blessing this great ministry. The word of God is being promulgated, it's going out, and it's reaching souls.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for that. You know, God is a good God,
yes,
and he's a merciful God. If we will hear his word, the Lord can move and do a great thing in our lives.
Yes.
I just thank God for that beautiful passage of scriptures that she read from the 67th number of Psalm. Bless the Lord. We have to bless the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord is righteous.
He is righteous. He doesn't do anything wrong. Nothing at all wrong. Everything that God does is right.
Yeah.
And I have no complaints about it. I just thank God for his word, and I'm happy to be on the air tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you that are out there listening that God has blessings for you too.
Amen.
If you will just receive his word, God can do great things in your life. If you don't know the Lord, you can get to know him today.
Yes.
Just accept the word of God, and God can bless your soul. And whatever it is that you're desiring of the Lord, maybe you've been praying and asking God to do something special for you. Well, God can do it.
Yes.
He's a prayer answering God.
Amen.
So we thank God for this opportunity. And now this part of the service turned over into the hands Evangelist Sheila Hamming. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank God for the opening scripture, the beautiful testimony, and the song of praise. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist May, the encouraging words. Praise the Lord. I just tell you, God is doing great and mighty things, and it is so important for us to render praise unto the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, praise is it's a medicine. Glory.
Yes.
All you got to do is just give God some praise, and wonderful things will happen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You might not even feel up to it, or you might be feeling kind of sick or feeling bad. If you can just muster up enough strength to render some kind of praise to God, you will feel better, amen, immediately. And while you're praising God and lifting him up, the Lord is doing something in the background, something that we're not even aware of, but we ought
amen.
To keep on praising our God, because
yes,
surely
yes.
he is worthy of all the praise. And
amen.
I just thank God for all the wondrous works. Thank God for each and every one of you once again. And now, without further ado, I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God. And on this evening, our title for this show is The Benefits of Gratefulness, Praise, and Worship.
All right.
Glory to God. The benefit of gratefulness, praise, and worship. And for our theme is daily devotion. This is something we ought to do on a daily basis. We ought to give God praise and worship his name, and we ought to be grateful.
Amen.
So let us turn our attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, beginning with verse 1 and reading on down to about the 22nd verse, if it be the Lord's will. And I'll begin with 2 Chronicles, and it reads, "It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jericho. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites praised the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen.
And you can see in this passage of scripture of how the children of Judah, the children of Israel, they began to sing and to praise the Lord. They bowed down and they began to worship. And Lord knows there are great benefits in praising and worshiping the Lord. They were grateful for the presence of the Lord being with them. The Lord assured them that they need not be afraid nor dismayed. They didn't even have to fight in the battle. Hallelujah, because the battle belonged to God. Glory to God. And God began to get the glory in that battle.
Yes, he did.
And all they had to do was just praise and worship the Lord.
Glory to
God. Praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I've seen
Lord.
Many times when someone was called up to sing a song, they might not have even been saved at the time. But by singing, the Holy Ghost began to come while they were rendering that praise and overtake them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
If we would give God more praise, if we would be more grateful and more thankful, if we would worship God more, we'll see a great change in our situation, in our
life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory,
glory
to God.
God.
I want to encourage everyone who's listening to go down and worship the Lord on a daily basis. Make it a daily devotion. Because I believe when you send up the praises, the blessing down. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 16 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So there are so many benefits in giving God praise and worship. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know there are times when the enemy will try to overburden you with being busy, trying to do this and putting this on you and having this to do and so forth, but take a little time out and fall down before the Lord and give him praise, give him worship. Amen.
Yes.
If the enemy is fighting against you, you don't have to fight your own battle.
Amen.
But you come to the Lord and seek the Lord for help, because many things we face, we have no idea what to do. But Jehoshaphat, he and the children of Judah, the people of God, began to come together and seek the Lord for help. Thank you, Jesus. Instead of running to and fro and to this one or to that one,
all right,
learn how to go to God and seek help. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God.
Glory to God.
God is worthy of the praise.
Yes,
so
he is.
Don't slack up on your praise. Wake up early in the morning, even if it's 3 or 4 a.m., and start singing praises to the Lord. Oh,
amen.
Praise God. And see how much better your day will go. Thank you, Jesus. God will do great and mighty things.
Amen.
Take into consideration about the benefits that God just loads us with on a daily basis. This is every single day, 24/7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's constantly loading us with benefits. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So when you see a great multitude and you're outnumbered, you don't have to fear. You don't have
Amen.
To be dismayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can just go into a praise. You can just worship the Lord. And he will take up the battle for you. Because what was happening while they were singing and while they were praising God, God was slaying the enemy.
Yes.
Jesus. God was moving on their behalf.
Amen.
We don't always see what God is doing.
Yes.
If we would just believe God. Like Jehoshaphat encouraged the people to believe the Lord. And while they were singing, they were believing the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
While you're worshiping, you have to believe God.
Amen.
It may be an impossible situation that you're facing, but believe God anyhow.
Amen.
Just believe him against all odds. It doesn't matter how it looks. Glory be to God. But if you only believe God and go ahead and worship him and praise him, you'll be amazed at what God is doing while you sing, while you're
yes.
praising God, while you're lifting him up, while you're worshiping him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded of Job. Hallelujah. Job was a perfect and upright man. Thank you, Lord. Devil wanted to get to him.
Yes.
But God had a hedge around Job.
Yes, he
did. Jesus. Hallelujah. But a day came when the sons of God would gather themselves before the Lord, and Satan was in the midst.
Yes, he was.
And the Lord began to question Satan, asking him, where he comes from. And you know he's always walking up and down in the earth, to and fro,
yes.
seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
He's looking for somebody that he can pick off, somebody
yes.
that he can destroy, somebody that he can make trouble for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord began to recommend Job to Satan.
Yes.
Well, praise be to God. You know,
right.
he knew that Job was a man who trusted God.
Amen.
He knew that Job was a man who gave God the praise.
Yes.
But yet, God began to offer him the opportunity to try Job out. Oh, thank
Amen.
You. God is a mighty God.
Yes,
and
he
so,
is.
You know, Satan, he was glad to take that opportunity
mm-hmm.
because God gave him permission
yes.
to do certain things, but he couldn't go but so far.
Amen.
He could not cut the man's soul. Hallelujah. But he was at liberty to try him in every other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Satan went straight to work, and he didn't stop until he had done so much damage.
All right.
This is what he tries to do, utterly destroy us, to try
Amen.
To get us not to believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He tried to get us not to worship the Lord.
Amen.
You know, but I want to tell you, in the midst of adversity, you ought to praise him anyhow.
Yes.
You ought to lift up the name of Jesus as high as you possibly can. Glory, thank you, Jesus, because when we lift him up, he's going to draw all men unto himself.
Amen.
But when we fail to lift up Jesus, we are losing out with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we don't want to lose out with the Lord.
Amen.
So Job, after all the things that had happened, he had 10 children. He lost all his children. He had cattle, I mean, just in abundance. He had so much. and all of these things were taken away from. He lost them all in one day. While one was reporting a loss, here comes another one before that one got done. Oh, my Lord. And it was just so much heaviness upon heaviness. But this man knew the God that he served, and his example of suffering so much all at once is a great example for us. And instead of doing something foolish, Job, the first chapter, verse 20 says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He knew the benefit worshiping God in praising him and lifting him up. 21, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was thankful. Hallelujah. And he blessed the name of the Lord. Verse 22 says, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I've heard a lot of people, after they lose a loved one or a several loved ones, and even friends, they get angry with God, and they feel like God should not have done this, or God shouldn't have done that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God knows just what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you just trust him, like Job did, and
yes,
he even said later in the chapter, though he slay me, yet will I trust. Thank
yes.
He maintained his integrity, even though his friends didn't understand what was going on. Oh, glory be to God. But Job in the Lord. And through all of that, Job learned some things about God that he was not aware of. Oh, blessed be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord began to deal with Job. Oh, hallelujah. And the latter end of Job was much greater than his first. Yes, he had plenty in the beginning, but his latter was greater than his first. He gained something that he didn't have before, and that was a revelation about the God he served. Things that God taught him through that
yes.
experience. And so Job was able to maintain his integrity. Thank you, Jesus. God will allow us to go through certain things so we can learn more about him.
Preach it.
Actually learn to trust him. So
yes.
we can have a closer relationship with him. To really
yes.
get to know him in the power of his might. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, he is God of our salvation. And every time we get in trouble, we ought to seek the Lord. We ought to run to God.
Amen.
Just like Jehoshaphat did with the children of Israel. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Stop trying to fix it yourself, because it's out of your hands. The
yes.
battle belongs to God.
Amen.
So your daily devotion ought to include some kind of praise, some kind
yes.
of worship. going before the Lord on a regular basis will help establish your relationship with him, your closeness with the Lord. And he will assure you that he will be with you.
Yes.
And of course, the enemy might be looking at you and you seem like you're all by yourself. But they don't see that great big God standing before you.
Yes.
There to defend you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There to fight your battles. Amen. Thank you, Lord. To face the enemy in your stead. While you're all praising him, he's taking care of everything. Oh, glory be to God. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to please make it part of your daily devotion to give God the praise that's due to his name. Just
Amen.
Think about the benefits. The benefits,
yes.
They're such that we don't even have room to receive.
Amen.
We don't have room to receive all that the Lord wants to pour upon us. And we ought to get to know him a little bit better. Thank you, Jesus. And who's to say that God won't recommend you to Satan? The conversation that God had with Satan, I don't believe Job was aware of it. I don't believe he was included in that conversation and heard the things that were discussed. All he knew is that things were happening, and
yes.
they were not good things, but nevertheless, he was still able to bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bless him, amen, every day.
Yes.
Bless him when things become overwhelming. Bless him when temptation is upon you, hallelujah. Bless him when the enemy rises up against you. Glory
yes.
to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless
Amen.
Him at all times. And let
yes.
the praise be in your mouth. When you open your mouth, let the praises ring out. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you. Glory be to God. Some people, when they get angry, they open their mouth and anything comes out.
Yes.
But even in the midst of anger, you can open your mouth and a praise will ring out. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But that praise got to be down in you.
Amen.
You got to practice praise every day. So let
Amen.
It be a part of your daily devotion to practice praise. And worship. Be grateful for what the Lord has done. Just be
yes.
grateful because the Lord has blessed us in such a way and we're not deserving of anything from the Lord. None of us. But God, out of love and the grace that he's bestowed upon us, he
yes.
daily loads us with benefits. And I
Amen.
Count myself blessed. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Yes.
It didn't have to be so, but look what the Lord has done. I'm counting
Amen.
My blessings. Hallelujah, praise God. I can't even count them all, but the ones I can count, I'm counting them. Thank
yes.
you. Because I'm grateful. I just thank
Amen.
God for his holy word, and I want
yes.
to encourage you to please take the word of God in and apply it to your life on a daily basis. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not reading your Bible, I'm going to encourage you, pick up your Bible and start reading the word of God on a daily basis.
Amen.
It might be sitting on a shelf somewhere, and you haven't picked it up in a while. But I want to encourage you to go get your Bible wherever it is, on the shelf, on the dining table, wherever you keep it. open it up,
yes,
and begin to read and learn about God. Learn the ways of God. Learn the things that God is pleased with and the things that he's not pleased with. It's time to make a change. Thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus. We can't keep going on in the same way. We have to make a change. So starting now, every day, when you get up, you ought to give God some kind of praise to the Lord. Be thankful. Worship him. Magnify his holy name. Lift his name up on high. You might say, well, I can't really carry a tune. Well, you can sing.
Yes.
Sing unto the Lord, no matter how it sounds to you, but
mm-hmm.
you render that praise unto God.
Yes.
And God will surely bless your soul.
Amen.
Amen. And I just
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for how he's already blessed me. And Lord knows I love to praise the Lord.
Yes.
I get a joy out of praising my God. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
If I want to be happy, I just give God some praise. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory,
glory,
thank
glory.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank
if
you,
I want
Jesus.
To touch, I just give
yes.
God some praise. And do you
yes.
know that there's healing in praises? Oh,
yes,
praise
it is.
God. Hallelujah. If you're sick
indeed
in your body,
it is.
You ought to give God some praise. You ought to worship him. Amen. And you can
hallelujah.
Be healed of your infirmity. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We're going to invite you to go with us to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Praying unto the Lord.
Yes.
And whatever your situation is, you can ask God in prayer. Just believe him. When you ask, just believe
yes.
God, doubting nothing. But believing God with all your heart, and whatever you bring to the Lord in prayer, leave it there. Just
Amen.
Give it to the Lord and let God take care of it. Let him
Amen.
Pray.
Yeah.
That's what the children, they knew the multitude was too much for them. They couldn't handle, they couldn't fight against that great multitude. So they just
Amen.
Took it to the Lord. They told God everything. They just spelled it all out. They specifically said who they were that were coming against them in battle.
Amen.
Children of Moab, the Ammonites, these, those, Lord, all of these people.
Amen.
Tell God on the devil. Tell God
Amen.
Everything the enemy is doing.
Yes.
Talk to God. And God will hear and he will answer. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord, all of you out there in Radio Land. No matter where you are, you can give God a praise because he's worthy of the praise. You can
mm-hmm.
thank God. You can give glory and mm-hmm. praise unto him because he is worthy.
Thank
oh,
you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Glory
to your name, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for bringing us out. We thank you for the great things you have done for us. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, oh Lord, for the love you have bestowed, oh Lord, for how you came to our rescue. We thank you for how you heard our prayer. We thank you for how you saw our tears. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Oh, my God, we praise thy holy name. We know you're worthy, oh, Lord. You said, oh, that men will praise you. Oh, my God. And oh, that men will give thanks unto you for the great things you have done, oh, Lord. You heard our cry. You answered our prayer, oh, Lord. You told us we could call unto you, and you would answer, oh, Lord, and show us great and mighty things. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you for renewing, Lord. We thank you for refilling, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. You've been good. You've been merciful, Lord. We thank you for your mercy that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. We didn't deserve it, but we thank you for it. We thank you for how you spared our lives. You gave us another chance, oh, Lord, to pray and call on you, Lord. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. We believe you today, Lord. Help somebody. Help them to call on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a mighty deliverer. We know you're able, Jesus, to work it out, Lord. You, Lord, you're able, Jesus, to take us through every test and every trial, Lord. You're able to fit in the homes, Lord. Work it out, Lord, in the homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send deliverance, oh, Lord, on the job, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. I know you're able to work it out, oh, Lord. Our trust is in you. We believe you, Lord. We believe your word. We take you at your word. We know you cannot fail. We have confidence in you, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word, doubting nothing, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Continue to send your word. Continue to send thine anointing, oh, Lord, and help us, oh, Lord, to praise you daily in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord, to deny ourselves, to give up, oh, Lord, everything that is contrary to your will, that we may serve you in the beauty of holiness. In the name of Jesus, cause your face to shine upon us, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord.
Help us.
Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for every listener. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to heal, Lord. Continue to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, draw somebody unto you, Lord. Help them to give their life to you, Lord. Help them to run to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh, Lord. Lift that heavy burden, oh, Lord. Look on the bereaved family, oh, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Lift the burdens of their heart, oh, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord. Soothe their souls, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to put your words in her mouth. Send your anointing. Lead and guide her, oh, Lord. Help her to continue to do your will. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we thank you for all things.
Thank you.
We give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Truly, thank God for that beautiful message coming to Zenith. I mean, she preached out of her soul, and she spoke to our hearts on today. That battle is not ours. It doesn't belong to us. And I tell you, God, if we believe God, he said, believe God. Mm. Oh, my God, we'll work everything out all right.
Yes,
he said, so shall we be established if we believe him. And I thank God, that was a beautiful message. And I'm reminded of our late General Overseer when he said in his word, he began to exhort the church to, when you go down in prayer, to give God praise instead
yes.
of asking for this and asking for that. He said, go down in prayer and start thanking and praising God. And I did just what he told us to do. And I mean, the anointing came upon me, and the Lord began to bless my soul.
Thank
and
you.
I tell you, that's the same thing we have to do today. We have
yes.
to give God some praise
Amen.
And thank him for what he has already done.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, if the moon, the stars, and the sun, praise God,
yes.
the heavens, the waters, all of this, praise God. Why can't we praise God?
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hallelujah.
blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice
Title One, O-N-E, School. And that is, again, www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. Yeah. We thank God for each and every one of you once again for listening in. May the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Until we meet again on the air, we welcome you to call in again. Amen. And continue to keep each and every one in prayer. And I ask you for your continued prayers. And at this time, this concludes our radio broadcast for this evening. Please tune in to listen on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. God bless you, and we love you. Praise be to God.